Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
I have with me in studio Dirk Donez and Nisha Maharaj talking about the Superfile Art Tech Festival at the V&A Waterfront, which is happening in a week's time. Superfile Art Tech Festival? Dirk, that's a mouthful.
Explain, please.
Yeah, well, it has three components. It has Superfile, Art, and Tech. Superfile is our main sponsor, it's an American company that has invented a new way of PDFs. PDF is just blockchain protected. It will take me half an hour to explain everything, but we're doing a debate evening on Wednesday evening at the aquarium where all this will be explained in a TEDx type of event debate with a number of specialists worldwide, and where this will be taken in a broader perspective, which is called Safeguarding Your IP in Tech, Art, and Science. The art part obviously comes from our gallery, Art at Africa, in the V&A Waterfront. And tech actually came from a meeting that I had with one of the main people at NASA. And as we were speaking about one of our artists, Olivia Dunkley, that makes an exhibition which is called Cosmic Ocean, Jim Adams, that's that person from NASA, said, but, you know, you are commenting through art about pollution in the oceans, but we already cleaning up the space.
Can you talk about who is NASA? People might...
Well, NASA is these people that send the rockets to
exactly.
space. Yes. And so, that was very exciting. Now, the fact that we are in the waterfront, we met with the marketing people from the waterfront who are organizing a winter campaign, which is called Our Better Nature. Now, everything fits together. DNA of our gallery speaks a lot about, you know, sustainability. We call ourselves artists of change through art. The Our Better Nature campaign from the V&A Waterfront fits in perfectly in what we're doing and vice versa. So that's why we then combined, you know, our efforts together with the V&A. And of the eight exhibitions or eight activities that we do, they all link together with the V&A. And so that's where Nisha comes in.
So Nisha Maharaj is from the V&A. We've just been speaking to Dirk Donez, who's from Art at Africa. Nisha, what attracted you to this whole project?
Hi, Philip. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I think, you know, just going back to what Dirk was talking about in terms of our better nature, the cornerstone of the Waterfront neighborhood has always been sustainability. We've reached some milestones in that regard in terms of how we manage resources across the neighborhood. And this year, we really wanted to develop a territory that invites a lot of the partners within the neighborhood and the visitors that enjoy the waterfront to be more mindful, more conscious about their consumption behavior, and just shine a spotlight that, you know, the planet is our home. It sustains us. It connects us. And every small bit of action helps protect and preserve what is ours. So the approach we've taken is very much one of inspiration and hope. I think that there's a lot of realities out there and a lot of content in the way of what's happening with the planet. And we chose to take an approach that just invites communities to do better within the waterfront and in their own homes in a way that inspires and not makes one feeling defeated in this cause. So that's been the brainchild behind Our Better Nature. And it's fantastic to have partners like Dirk and Art and Africa and a lot of our other partners within the neighborhood on board the campaign. It's something that we continue to build on in how we engage our visitors and tell the stories of what is happening within the neighborhood.
I gather you have an astronaut coming out as well to do the official opening.
We have Dr. Cyan Proctor. She's the first Afro-American female astronaut. And she's an amazing person. She's very inspirational. She's also an artist.
Okay, how do we find out all about it? Is there a website? Is there a link? That's what we want to tell our visitors.
We have a website which is called www.arttech.co.za. So arttechcapetown.co.za.
There you go. Art Tech. capetown.co.za for all the information you need. So we've been speaking to Dirk Danez of Art at Africa and to Nisha Maharaj of the V&A Waterfront. And I can assure you that from the 10th, things are going to be hopping down at the waterfront.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.